7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, misty, rainy, weird weather this morning, just kind of cold and crummy. I mean, not so cold, it's like 70 degrees, but still, it's a little bit crummy out. But we'll take it for a march, it's better than snowstorms. Chip Simmons is the Escambia County Sheriff. He always joins us every Tuesday morning. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been made to laugh by one of your posts just a moment ago, and we'll come back to that later.
Okay.
I just want to tell you we're coming back to that later because it's good. Let's go chronologically. We've got a bunch of things that happened. Starting, it seems like Tuesday right after, there's always a lot of things happening Tuesdays.
Well, we hold off until after the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's the events, the press conferences, whatever, so I'm always like a week behind on this, but it's okay. You know, I don't take it personally too often. This was you had four juveniles involved in a grand theft and a fleeing of the police, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, right?
Yeah. They were out there checking door handles. We got a call a couple hours earlier, and by earlier, I mean around 12:30 or so. We couldn't find them. We went out there in the area, and they were hiding, I guess. A couple hours later, we get a report that they had stolen someone's car from their driveway, and they actually saw them driving away from, I think, the Grocery Advantage over around Lillian. Our deputies were still in the area because we're looking for these hooligans. And we see the car, and it does what bad guys often do and take off, and they think that they're in some sort of a television show. But we ended up doing a pit maneuver and ended up stopping them. We caught two of them initially, and then we caught the other two about an hour or two later. So all four of them were arrested, all charged with, you know, burglary of vehicles and that sort of thing. And the thing was that they were all in their, what I call, early teens, mm-hmm. which is just think about that. Where, you know, where were your kids and where should your kids be at 12, 13, 14 years
right.
old? They should be at home in bed, you know, but they were not. They were out trying to steal some other people's belongings. And we ended up putting them in jail, and hopefully the judge will, give them the appropriate sentence.
Yeah, I mean, 7th and 8th grade, like that number, 12 and 13, is just hard to wrap your brain around. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked a bunch about recently is, pit maneuvers and disabling vehicles that are involved in car thefts for the connection to drive-bys and shootings of various kinds.
Right.
We're doing more of that. Are we the only agency that's doing more of that? Or because what I was thinking, honestly, is your officers do it enough that I think they're sort of becoming skilled.
We're just better at it.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
It depends. There are many policies, law enforcement policies, allow you to chase for forcible felonies, but they give the rules to their lieutenants, shift commanders, mm-hmm. to calm this thing down quite a bit. The difference that what you're seeing with the sheriff's office now is that we're trying to stop it early. We're not really the pursuit's not the intent. The stop is the intent.
Got it.
And the quick stop is certainly the intent. And both of these that we were talking about earlier before we come in here are our attempts to stop them early. Now, I mean, it does dent our fenders a bit. And I have constant contact with our garage.
Yeah,
you know, because they're not happy about it all the time. But you know, I give them overtime to with a hammer and dent those fenders out. And I think seriously, if you think about the number of felons that we've taken off the street, the number of guns that we get, off the street, and hopefully these criminals will understand. Don't come to Escambia County and think you can just steal something and run and endanger others' lives.
Well, deterrence is ultimately a perception, right? And if they perceive that the tone has changed and they can't get away or get away with it, they will, theoretically, criminals are, you know, rational to some degree. They will react accordingly. We hope for that change.
It was a good week, though. Again, we had that one, and we had the other pit where we had a
on US 29.
Moultrie Jr., 29. Yeah, he was arrested driving a 2023 Silver Genesis. Used to be a nice car, and it's now a... used car.
Slightly
damaged.
It
was a good week for us. Yeah. It was a four bumper week for us. So we did pretty good.
It's a four bumper week. Speaking of other things that took place last week, on Tuesday we had somebody who got shot in a leg. We got an armed robber at a convenience store, and then there was an escaped inmate on Thursday. Where do you want to start?
Well, the escaped inmate, not really ours. It's the state has a work release program right next to our sheriff's office, actually.
Right, right.
And apparently overnight, he battered one of their state corrections employees. I'm not sure if it was a guard or an employee there.
Okay.
Or civilian employee there. And then he jumped the fence and went and headed towards the ECAT system over there. I'm not sure if buses were running then, but I don't think so. So this guy.
You're feisty today.
We put a picture.
We put like
a
it.
Picture. It's a Tuesday.
I know. It's always a Tuesday. Go on.
It was. So we have put a picture up, and we're hoping if someone can let us know where he is, we'll be glad to return him to the State Department of Corrections custody.
You also had, this was just yesterday, you had David Holland, 42 years old, found a vehicle and a lot of stuff beyond the vehicle.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on. We have deputies out there that understand their beats. They understand their precincts. They understand what cars they see. In this case, they had tried to stop this car before and it fled. But because it wasn't a felony, you know, it didn't fit our criteria for bumping. So we lost sight of the vehicle and let it go. So later on, our deputy sees this car did a lot of research, actually. Found out that the guy went to a store and did some background and found out who he was, found out where he lived, went by the house, and here, boom, lo and behold, there's the car. And there's the guy getting out of the car, but he didn't have enough yet to stop the guy, but he did enough stop to get out with the car. Gets a search warrant, and we find a ton of dangerous drugs. Let me get this whole list here because I think it's important for people to hear this list here. 590 grams of methamphetamine. That's over half a kilo of methamphetamines. 170 grams of cocaine. 699 grams or 700 grams of fentanyl, which is almost a kilo of fentanyl as well.
It's like a pound and a half of fentanyl.
It is a ton of fentanyl. And if you look at it, and you know, we always do this kind of thing so people have an idea, because 2 micrograms can be fatal according to DEA. That would be enough to kill everyone in Escambia County plus 25,000 visitors, because we had to add some to it because that's how dangerous this stuff is. Also a firearm. We did not arrest him yet, but there's a picture of him right next to all the drugs and the paraphernalia and such, and the money. I think we had, $16,000, I believe, was the number there. So if you know where this guy is, he's already on felony probation for our gun charges. And now he's got more guns, he's got more drugs, and you can see the list of all of the...
So why didn't he get arrested?
Well, because he walked away from the car. We did a perimeter. Okay. He walked away, we seized the car, because we knew who he was. And we didn't know how much what we'd find in the car.
I got you. Okay.
And so, again, we did set up a perimeter. I was listening to radio at the time. They did a really good job, but we think someone picked him up. He made a phone call real quick before we got into the car.
Okay.
That's what happened.
All right. Were you able to use, what is it called, that NARC alert? What is that device called?
Narcotics analyzer is what we call it.
The NARC analyzer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And was that used in this case? Because, I mean, I start to think about fentanyl and that massive amount, and I get scared, you know, for the officers and what might happen. Was that a device that was able to be used, or do you know?
Well, no. We have 16 of those devices, thank you, and but we're still going through training. A couple of our deputies have been through training.
Right. That's
but
right.
It's quite a bit of, you know, you have to make sure it's at zero when reset it and all that kind of stuff. So there's, and sometimes there is, it'll examine, I don't know, over 1,000 drugs, but fentanyl and heroin, you have to do one more step to it. So that's what we're figuring out all that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So those haven't actually been rolled out to the field just yet. You're
that's
getting
correct.
Close. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Fair enough. You also had somebody who got arrested not just the one time in a day. He was looking to break some kind of a record.
Well, I guess, you know, you treat people well enough. They want to come back. You know, it's you build it and they'll come type of thing.
If you like your experience with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, come back for more.
Yeah, we had a guy up there in Century. He was arrested twice. Originally in the morning, he was arrested for having no driver's license. His name is Christopher Pfeiffer, 52 years old. We booked him into jail on Wednesday morning, driving with license suspended, and he also failed to register a vehicle. So basically, car had no tag. So later on that evening, I guess he bonds out on a $650 bond. At 5:17, a deputy sees him in the same car. No tag still ain't got his license fixed. So we stop him this time. He pushes the deputy, as we know, that's not a good thing to do. Push the deputy, tries to run, probably not very fast. We catch him. And, then he pushes away again. This time we tase him.
David's dying over here. My news guy's listening to you. He's like, but he's not very fast.
And he hits the ground from the taser and, he's back in jail for the second time.
Well, I thought if you got arrested once in a day, don't you have immunity the rest of the day? I thought that was how that worked.
No. But I think the check-in at the jail was 4, so we had to wait until a little later on and get back
in
there.
Same, all right. Same they didn't room. Have the room ready same for him room. Again
Yeah,
yet.
Weren't quite ready
okay.
for him.
All right, fair enough. You're feisty today. You're salty. I like it. Last thing, going back to the giant amount of narcotics that you found in the car allegedly connected to David Holland, you guys put a picture up on Facebook, and I don't know if it's a secret who's running your social media, but you guys are – you're doing okay, with this one, because you've got a picture of all the stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to narrate a little bit, unless you want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So you've got a bag with a Lee brand on it that says brown bag belonging to Lee. You've got an index indicator here, deadly powder, more deadly powder. You've got a gun that's got some gold accents, Goldfinger's firearm, bullet holder for a magazine, rolled currency. Yeah. White box with barcode. That one cracks me up because it just is. It's a white box with a barcode. Bullets, possible secret message in a folded up piece of paper, communications devices, weighing device. In between them, there's a cell phone to which you've said tricorder. Nice Star Trek reference. And then out of all of these, my favorite one is the Chicago Bulls cap, which you have very creatively titled Minor League Basketball Team Cap.
Well, here's what we do. We look at all this stuff and we say, what does it look like it is?
That's right.
And so...
this is if Leslie Nielsen were doing your identification graphics.
Yeah. Well, and no one was killed in this. It's very dangerous drugs. And we sometimes we can make fun of how dumb these criminals are. And yeah, we said possible secret message. It was a crumpled up little thing with a number on it. And we thought it was. If you look at the three there, there were some communication devices. And it amazes me. We do this all the time, quite frankly. And there's always one reference to some. I'm a Star
there's
Trek
fan, by the
way. There's
something obscure in there. Are you,
you know,
okay?
Or there's a theme, at least, if you'll read our stuff. And so I said, that looks like a tricorder to me. Well, our social media person is younger than I. And she's like, I don't know what that is. In fact, she misspelt it. Recorder or something. I said, no, it's a Star Trek. And so none of my jokes are any good in there. So anyways, if you're looking at the comments and you want to make a comment, if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, I'm sorry.
Truth hurts.
I'm sorry. And if your name's Lee and you lost a brown bag.
You might have it.
We may have what you're looking for. But also just remember, there's a picture of this guy, which we spared for the tagging of him. But we are looking for him, and we would absolutely love to put this killer of neighborhoods in jail.
Very good. Sheriff, made me laugh a bunch today, so I appreciate that. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Sir, as always, thanks for the time and keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
752 on News Radio 92.3. Maybe it'll be a three-bumper week between now and then. I'm Andrew McKay.